Good day and welcome to the Anatomic Fitness Podcast. I am your host, James Sutherland, and with me is Jason Hewlett, my producer. There, I read that really well.
Hewlett.
Yeah, I had messy handwriting, so I couldn't quite make it out.
Well, you know what you've got? Yours is like mine. It just sucks.
So I'm left-handed, so that's my excuse all the time.
All the time. Okay.
So, last week, we discussed eating healthy with Roberta from Eat Clean.
Which is very good. I have since had the Pronuts.
Yeah.
They're very nice.
You haven't had the pizza.
Well, going to order the pizza, but they're not open on weekends.
Well, yeah, she's got a life.
Oh, I know. I'm saying that we were going to order pizza, but it was on a weekend, so we had to do like a less healthy option. But we will be doing the pizza.
Okay, well, we'll have to have a discussion about that when you do, because, yeah, I want the pizza again.
The Pronuts, okay. 100%.
Yeah, those are pretty delicious as well.
And filling. You have a Pronut with your morning coffee with the protein in the coffee too.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah.
You're golden.
Golden for hours.
Caffeine and protein.
More protein, basically.
And extra protein. Yeah. Make sure you're near a washroom.
Right?
So, with eating healthy and this whole back to school thing we've been talking about and parenting, because, you know, now it's officially back to school. Kids have been in for a week now.
Ish, yeah.
And the chaos is unprecedented, I'm sure. So, eating healthy as a parent while maintaining your job, while maintaining your family, while maintaining healthy eating habits, that seems like a lot.
Well, don't forget, while maintaining your sanity.
No, I don't think any parent actually does that.
Not very well.
I think that's a goal, but yeah. I don't know how often that actually happens.
I don't think it does.
So, yeah, with respect to that, maintaining sanity, we did have a mental health month last month, which was great. But now it's coming to the point that eating healthy, getting people on schedules because all these sports are starting back up and school's back up and, you know, parents' extracurricular activities are starting again too. It's like September should really be the new year, the calendar new year, right? Because that's when everyone waits for Happy New Year to set all their New Year's resolutions. Well, it seems like September would be a better time to do that. And you know who kind of mentions that?
Who?
Our interview today.
Right. I was just making sure you knew.
Yeah, I didn't know. I just, you mouthed it to me, so I remembered. Yeah, her, right. So you know Christina pretty well, significantly better than I do. So how about you give our listeners a little update on information on her?
Well, yeah, Christina Pilarski and I hosted a show here in Kamloops on Radio NL called Love in the Loops.
That was a good show.
It was a great show. Love that show.
I was on it.
You were? Once?
Once.
Definitely
twice.
Once. Definitely
once. Once or twice.
Once or twice. Something.
But it was a great show. Great timing.
It was awesome. It was we had a lot of fun doing that show. So we kind of got to, obviously you co-host a weekly show with someone, you get to know them pretty good. And she...
Wait. I don't know you very well at all. And we co-host a show for 15 weeks now.
Yeah, 17, I think.
Yeah, and I still can't remember your name.
I know. Well, that's your problem.
That's my issue. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Continue.
She lives in Calgary, married to Peter. They run CIPR Communications, which is a big, PR communications marketing firm. Doing contracts here in BC. They have two boys. They're twins. So born same time.
Is that what twins are?
That's what twins are, just for those who might not know that.
How old are they?
Oh, they started kindergarten.
Oh, my God.
So, that you know what I mean? They're at that age. And what was interesting is sort of having known Christina now for a few years, just seeing how she got determined to get healthy again. Because, when you're a new parent, women get it harder than guys because they've been carrying the child. They're the primary caregivers for the first bit anyways.
All the potential health issues.
All the potential health issues. Yeah. And then even as dads, though, you kind of don't work. You're tired. You don't train as much. So it's a process. And both Christina and Peter decided to get back into shape. And Christina wanted to get back. She was, as she talks about in the interview, kind of a gym rat. She was very healthy. She wanted to get back to that. So I figured this is a great person to talk to who's a parent with kids in school. Two kids. Had to raise basically two babies at once. Huh. Running your own business. And she was able to stay in shape. So guys like myself who have one child, there was no excuse not to, right? So yeah, she's a great example of that. And so that's why it was important to bring Christina on to talk about her fitness journey and what motivated her, what she has done to get back into that shape, et cetera. So.
And her passion for it.
And her passion for it. Because you'll see from the interview, she was very passionate about being healthy, which when her and I first met, I didn't really get that, but I mean, we were busy trying to figure out how to do a weekly radio show.
Right.
Right. Yeah, so there's other stuff going on.
That's not a primary topic of conversation.
No, you're just kind of cranking through with the weekly grind. And we kind of, as we got going along, we started talking about how I like to box and mountain bike and things like that. And so she started talking about her fitness and then
off you go.
So why waste more time?
I don't think we should.
No, and I have already wasted enough. So this is Christina Pilarski talking about her fitness journey. James, and I'll be back on the other side.
Hi, and welcome to the Anatomic Fitness Podcast interview section. With me today, actually, I actually have my producer helping me out with this interview because I just can't ask enough questions. So with me is Jason Hewlett.
Hello.
And he will introduce our friend because he's worked with her numerous times in the past.
Yeah, I'm really excited that Christina Pilarski of CIPR Communications, I got that right, Christina, right?
You did.
Whew, is joining us on this episode of the Anatomic Fitness Podcast. Christina and I actually hosted radio together for a year and a half, almost 2 years.
I think so.
Yeah, a show called Love in the Loops here in Kalamazoo, which was very, very popular. And
especially when I was on.
The one time. Yes, especially that one time you came on.
Yeah.
And it for a while morphed into YKA Strong when, of course, the pandemic hit full swing. So, Christina, you're the reason we invited you, other than we hadn't talked in a long time, so we're very much due to talk, is it fits nicely in our back to school because you are the mother of twin boys that are just starting school, kindergarten. You also run a business with your husband, Peter, which is a very, very popular PR and communications firm, which so that's not an easy thing to do either. And you guys still figure out how to more or less stay in shape. Would that be the safe way to sum it up?
I guess so. I mean, it's funny. It's funny. I've done a lot of reflecting the last, I would say, year, partly because of COVID, but partly because I think that's just when your kids turn five and go to school and, you know, there's this whole other, I think, world that opens up. And you know, we do make time for that fitness and I think mental health and physical health. But for me, that's been in the last year after kids. So, you described who I am, but yeah, mom of two twin active boys who, you know, I feel like they easily get my 10,000 steps in a day without even needing to work out.
That's yeah. That's by lunch, right?
Exactly. running my own business, which, you know, keeps me running. But at the same time, when you're a marketing communications agency, I mean, I sit at a desk, right? That is the life. And while it's very gratifying to run my own business and have a team and all of the things, you definitely have to keep that get up and move in mind to not only keep your sanity, but to, you know, avoid the owies that come from just sitting too long.
There's plentiful owies from sitting all day as someone who does it myself, right?
I did it for a decade. So yeah, it's sitting there hunched over a computer, neck twinged by holding that phone up. Although, you know, headsets luckily come in handy for that. But all of a sudden you know, if you look at pictures or anything of yourself while you're working, you look like the hunchback in Notre Dame plugging away at your computer, and then you try to stand up and you wonder why every single muscle in your body hurts. So yeah, it's sitting can be one of the worst things you can do for a living, but apparently you found the key to find exercise out of that while still being a mother of two and running a business and all that. So what do you do for your fitness routines?
What do I do? I think I try to do everything. As I'm a big fan of not getting bored. I fell in love with actually boxing not long ago. And I think that my personality is one that, you know, I feel like I need to get some aggression out sometimes. So that's been a really positive for me. In Calgary, we have a place called Rumble Boxing Studio. There's one actually in Vancouver too, in BC. And they have these great fitness classes where they turn the lights slow, they play music loud, usually angry music, and you get to punch a bag for 60 minutes. And I feel like there's something so therapeutic about that. I do all of the other standard, I'm really going to categorize this as the mom things. So I refuse to admit for a long time that I would be someone who would power walk, quote unquote. I always used to make fun of my mother and her friends as a teenager, but you know, there's something so amazing about just going on a walk at the end of the night and reflecting. And that's my time to listen to podcasts. Sometimes even my own Jason podcast.
Right.
And then I love, especially lately, before I had kids, I was into weight training and doing that, but I really tried to add that back in recently. So I have this whole kind of variety of things I like to do. And one of my big challenges for myself this year, having active boys and a very active husband, is to get outside my comfort zone a bit more. So I have mountain biking on my list. I bike, but I don't do mountain biking. Skiing, I ski, but like, I'd love to try a blue run. I stick to the green runs. So I'm trying to challenge myself and get out of my comfort zone, which I think is half the battle.
Well, it is, because you want to, especially like the last year and a half, when you're having to do a lot of things not in a gym, you want that variety, because it gets boring to walk that same route every day, or just another 4K run or six. You know what I mean? Like, you got to keep yourself doing it, you got to keep challenging yourself. And I'm sure James agrees. You don't want to just always do, even when with weight training, not the same six weight training reps or whatever routines at the time, right?
It's so true. And I think that one piece that I've really reflected on in my fitness journey over the last even 6 months is, I think we tell ourselves these lies about our fitness. So for me, a big one, busting through the mom situation and even back to school, has been, I can't have this time for myself because I'm a mom, right? So yesterday I even posted on my Instagram, there's a 6 a.m. class I usually go to. I went, it was my kids' first day of school. I looked around the class, there were only 4 people in class. Usually there's 20. And I had this like sudden moment of mom guilt, right? Where is everyone? Oh my God, they're with their children. They're a better mother than I am. What am I going to do? And then, you know, you do it and it's fine. And I got home and I took the chalkboard picture and lunches were made and it was okay. And I think for a lot of years, especially when kids are little, moms especially, and I think dads do too, tell themselves this lie of, I need to be here 24/7 just in case. And I think that was my first kind of pivotal moment. And I think especially going into back to school again, that me time and like that fitness time for me is my me time is okay. Even like Thursdays for me, I have a personal training appointment at 3:00. That's usually school pickup. And it's like, for me, no, okay, Peter, my husband, he's got to deal with it on Thursdays. And I've given myself permission to do that. And I think that's powerful when you can let go of that, especially as a parent.
I agree. And I think that's something that we kind of mentioned, is you got to still take your time for yourself, right? Yeah. Like, you have to, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I know my wife was the same.
Yeah.
Mom guilt. She still gets mom guilt, and he's almost 10 about certain things. Right. And I do dad guilt too, but it's okay. They'll survive.
Exactly. Like,
they'll survive.
Yeah. And that example is important.
And that is very true. What you're saying is, you're telling yourself that lie, like that you said in that room, oh, I'm not a good mother because I'm not there the first day of my kid's school at 6 a.m. when they're sound asleep at home anyway.
Right.
So yeah, there's tons of, I've had a lot of clients that have that same sort of thing. Oh, they message me, can we reschedule this because all my kids got this. So I do. And then the next time I meet up with them, it's like, so how'd that go? Oh, well, I ended up not even having to really be there because they ignored me the whole time because they were off with their friends. And it's like, okay, see, yes, just like what you said, these kids will take care of themselves as long as they're safe and they're fed and they got clothes and all that good stuff. There's times where you can let go. And it's so important to focus on yourself as a parent, especially a parent of more than one child or more than 2 children, or, you know, anyone that spends way too much time at home taking care of their kids. You have to take care of yourself, because if you're not a good person to yourself, you're not going to be a great parent to your child.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you found a nice little magic magic serum that works for you.
You said you really started the fitness journey about a year ago, Christina. What was that point where you're just kind of like, I got to get back into this? What prompted that?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, because I was always a kid who was fairly athletic. I did the track and field thing. Sports, whatever, growing up, was always kind of, you know, a little bit of a gym rat in my early 20s. You know, that was my place to go and be by myself and get away from everything else. And again, you have those kids. And for me, you know, twins was a thing, right? My doctor would constantly remind me, like, you did this times two. And I think that was, you know, you watch your friends who've had babies at the same time kind of bounce back a little bit faster or be able to do things and kind of focus a little bit more. And she had to keep reminding, hey, times two, like you have to figure this out and you'll get there. And yeah, about a year ago, a little more than a year ago now, I kind of, you know, you do that thing where you look in the mirror. And for me, it wasn't just physical, but it was definitely mental for me too. And I went, I miss that girl. Mm-hmm. I miss her. She was cool. And not that I wasn't anymore, right? I was doing all the things. I had built a really great business, had great kids, but it was time. Like it felt right. It felt like the time to just focus on me again. And I actually started with Noom. So just an onslaught of advertisements, clearly to have the target audience. And for me, it was just about how do I create healthy habits for myself again? So when everyone's going for ice cream, mom doesn't also need it. Is she just having it to have it? Or is it, you know, do I need the extra large? Like just those habits you get into. And for me, that was a really powerful trigger point of, oh, I get it. I get where the extra pounds came from, or I get why this is hard, or, oh yeah, I used to eat this for lunch and now I'm eating Kraft dinner because that's just what I made the kids and mm-hmm. right. Making those choices. And so that year ago for me, it was literally looking in the mirror and I went, okay, it's time to be back to who I was. And, you know, a year-ish later, I look in the mirror and I'm like, hey, there she is. And maybe I might be so bold in saying, maybe it's like a 2.0.
Oh, there you go. That's very bold. Well done, though. Most people won't even say that. It's like, no, I'll never say that. But it's possible. Like I found, you know, Griffin was born in 2011 and I started getting back into exercising in 2014. Mm-hmm. And you're right. It almost felt like a 2.0 because you're not that person anymore. Your life's changed, but you have a different perspective on things. But so and you're almost healthier than you were before. Because you saw the mistakes you made.
Yeah. And see, I feel like for me too, it's like the kids see that example now, like the choices they're making, the, you know, there was a time where it was run to the TV once we came in. And now it's like, hey, let's play soccer in the backyard. And when I have more energy, I can do that. And they sense that, okay, mom's feeling tired. Okay. Right. Like it's amazing what they pick up on. Even after school yesterday, first day of school, I thought for sure, okay, they're going to want to come home and veg out, long day. It was like, they were right into it. Backyard, mom, what are you doing? What can we do? Let's play. And they pick up that vibe 100%.
But isn't that why you have twins? So they play with each other and they don't have to bother you? Like, hold on a second.
She didn't have a choice on the twin things, right, James. Right, it wasn't part of the plan.
Sometimes it works and you take that moment.
I guess sort of one of a wrap-up question then that I would have, you know, now at school, ready to go, how are you going to kind of keep this fitness routine going and how do you plan to kind of eat healthy within that?
Yeah, no, that's a great, my team makes fun of me. I feel like I have a bowl on the floor right now as they always see me with a bowl of yogurt. It becomes the quick go-to snack because again, I think what COVID has really changed is this accessibility all the time. Like if you think about an old meeting schedule, it's like people build in travel time and time to go to the bathroom. And now it's like, you are literally booked back to back to back. So for me, the big thing is like, what do I have that's accessible and easy that I can grab throughout the day? So like I said, for me, it's that tub of Greek yogurt that I can throw some fruit in and some granola and keep running. But the other piece, so earlier this year, I did 75 hard, which is this crazy fitness challenge. James, you've heard of this.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
So I did it kind of blindly. My husband and his trainer were doing it. And, you know, when someone is is being that intense around you, you kind of just join in because it's no fun being the only one sitting drinking wine on the couch by yourself.
Well, I don't mind being the one that makes these people do it. I have no problem with that. You work out hard. I'll make sure you do it right. Good
job. Perfect. You know your role. So, so I did that and it was great. But for me, reflecting in the end, I went, okay, I did this crazy fitness thing and I love the results, but like, what was my why? So after 75 hard, there's something called phase one. And so I really toyed with it. Should I do this? Should I not? So I officially kicked off my phase one September 1st.
Oh.
So I'm working through it all September. It's 30 days. And I feel like this is my opportunity to create great habits for myself in this kind of new year, right? Because September really is that mark of a new year. So it's two workouts a day, two 45 minute workouts a day, following your diet, no alcohol, no cheating.
I'm out.
The hardest one's a cold shower every day. I'm like one of those like scalding hot showers. So that's been a real interesting experience. And then there's a whole kind of more mental health piece of it. So read 10 pages of a book, a nonfiction book that's kind of focused around betterment and something you're working on. Three kind of big tasks to do every day to move yourself forward. So I'm really focused on my company for that one. How can I be transformational and focus on leadership there? And so, yeah, my goal is let's create great habits, fitness and otherwise, in a month that is a time as a mom that I feel like that like bottle of wine would be very close and it would be very easy to make like those, I can't today, right? Even yesterday, kids came home from school. They were a little bit rowdy, needed my attention. And I went, look, mom needs 45 minutes. I got to get this in. I'm doing this challenge. You got to cheer mom on. And they were right down there in the basement with me as I was doing my jump squats. Right. So that to me, I'm building that habit for the rest of the year, hopefully.
And instilling those habits, some of them, in the children too.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is great. I mean, if they can partake in, like, you know, the jumping jack down the,
yeah,
the kids love that, right? So they can tie into that. And that's a way kind of to be fit yourself and get them fit at the same time.
It keeps them off
the TV.
The TV or the,
exactly,
or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, they love boxing each other, which is maybe a terrible decision I've made as a mother, but I'll keep you posted.
See, the good thing, though, if they learn how to do it right, then it's not as bad, right? You know, then they'll beat each other in a safe way as opposed to just randomly hitting each other with other objects, right? If they like the boxing thing, get them gloves, headgear.
Yeah.
They're good to go.
It's true.
I'm in a room, lock the door. First one out gets dinner.
And doesn't do dishes.
I like where this is going.
Now that we've become bad influences, yep. Christina, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. It's been great to have you on and hear what you're doing. And I think it's inspiring and it'll inspire other parents as well.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
And we are back. I haven't said that since doing live radio. And it's been a long time.
Okay, do it again. Record.
And we are back.
There you go. There you go. How'd that feel?
That felt good.
It's like putting on an old pair of slippers,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Riding that proverbial bike again. But that was a good chat. That was awesome.
It was. Yeah, she's very engaging.
Very engaging.
And she's very articulate. And she really knew what she was trying to get across. And I think that came through.
That's interesting that she's doing that new challenge.
That 75 day thing.
Way more ambitious than me.
That's a lot of ambition. Like that's a couple workouts a day, 45 minutes, and they're not exactly like easy. Just sit back and do your workouts. So
plus reading, not just a beach book, but like a real book.
Yes, on improving yourself. And like it's great. And you know, for someone like that, that can work. And not everyone can do all those things. And you don't have to, we're not saying you have to do a 75 day challenge. We're not saying you have to read a book on improvement every single day, but you can take pieces of that start putting that together for yourself and find out what works for you.
Even just, I found like when I was kind of really getting back into it, like healthy again, it started just with walking every day at lunch, instead of sitting in the lunchroom eating and then just being fat, go eat your lunch, get out, and walk for half an hour. And that's a good way to start.
Air to clear the head, to get the body going. Yeah.
It's... And then doing a boot camp at lunch, you know, to start working those lunch workouts in because you're home and the baby's young. And then you got into, I started working more into my martial arts boxing. And then you just kind of build on that, then running. And yeah, and as kids get older, it gets easier.
And then you ran into me and I trained, went downhill.
We went downhill.
Into or uphill, like uphill.
Pure fitness mayhem.
Pure fitness mayhem. I like that. But yeah, so yeah, Christine was great. That was a really good chat. It was quite interesting to hear what it's like in a brief window about raising twin boys, which does not sound like fun. Mm-mm. I have two girls, a very big age difference, and that was enough fun, but I couldn't imagine two boys, because like, I know what I was like as a boy.
Oh, I know what I was like, and I have a boy.
And multiply that by two all the time?
All the time.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's the same. So kudos to her and Peter for doing that.
And anyone of our listeners that do have twins, boys or girls, or triplets or anything else like that, if you got more than one in the same age bracket, well done.
Respect.
Yes. So, next week.
Yeah, next week.
Closing out back to school month.
Back to school month, we've got your child.
Yes. We're going to bring on my youngest, McKenna, who's 12. Just started grade 7, so middle school in Canada here in BC. I know a lot of provinces is different with their school system, but so yeah, she just started a new school after being the same woman for kindergarten to grade 6. She's fairly active. She likes to mountain bike and likes to play soccer, and she's getting more into the soccer now with it being September again. So yeah, she got in the way. She kind of was in the room listening to a recording. And then post-recording, when we were talking about what shows we were going to do, interviewing with a kid came up because we wanted to talk about kids and the importance it is for them to get active and stay fit and that sort of thing, especially back to school and all the chaos of that. So she went and got herself in some trouble.
There we go, which is great. And you're also going to have Kieran from soccer?
Yeah. Kieran McMahon. He's a technical director from Kamloops Youth Soccer Association here in Kamloops. And we're going to have an interesting chat about a bit about his background and why he's doing what he does and how important it is and why he feels it's so important to put smiles on kids' faces through soccer and team sports. So
perfect.
We'll talk about that next week.
Next week, which wraps up this week. So James.
Yes.
Yeah. If people want to find you, where do they find you?
Oh man, I had this written down too, but I can't read my writing.
16 weeks.
At James Suds on Instagram. Or at Anatomic Fitness Training and Coaching on Facebook.
There you go. That's perfect. See? Was that there hard? No.
It's always right there. No.
Yeah, so we'll be back. You got to end the show. This isn't my show. See, I'm suddenly thinking it's my show again. Because I'm doing we are back. And
You're welcome to drop a line if you want.
Yeah, no, you go ahead. It's your program. I'm just producing it.
Well, it's our show.
Our show. It's now our show.
I feel that if you feel the urge to close it out, I will say thank you for listening. Make sure you tune in next week because it's going to be excellent. You get to hear my 12-year-old get interviewed for the first time and a very good chat with Kieran McMahon from KYSA.
All right. Well, there you go. That wraps up this Anatomic Fitness podcast. Thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week.